Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Mbombela tomorrow reaching a high of 23, Polokwane 22. The newly elected National Assembly Speaker, Toko Didiza, has vowed to use her position to serve the interest of the people of South Africa. She's already started a job by presiding over the election of the Deputy Speaker.
This indeed is an important institution of our country, where we have to pass laws and represent our people and ensure that the work that we do as legislators in passing those laws and also ensuring that we play an oversight role on the executive, we do so in the interest of our people.
We're still waiting to hear who the deputy speaker will be. Speaking on the sidelines of the first sitting of the National Assembly, Patriotic Alliance leader Gaitan McKenzie said his party will not continue in the government of national unity if they don't get any position. McKenzie is gunning for the Home Affairs portfolio. However, he will not dispute another role.
We hope that we can see what the voters have seen in us. We are here to make sure South Africa becomes a better place.
So how are the positions determined? Political analyst Dr. Holland Kluter from the University of the Free State tells us a bit more about that.
The president is his prerogative to appoint a cabinet. And if there is a broad agreement with other parties, they would probably talk about positions. I think key positions are things like finance, public works, economic development, health. It's anybody's guess. We do not know what the coalition agreements are or the cooperation agreements are between parties.
The president will be elected and announced a bit later tonight. And history was made in Limpopo. Poppy Ramatuba from the ANC has been elected as the province's first female premier. Here's the EFF and DA in the province and what they expect.
We hope that what they have done today will represent the views of women, not through corruption, not laziness, but to make sure that they respond to the cries and aspirations of our people out there.
If we are not going to address joblessness, poverty, crime, health, education, she is the accountable officer.
The ANC in Gauteng has held its first press briefing since the general elections, which saw the party lose its majority in the province. Panyaza Lesufi was re-elected premier through an agreement with political parties under the government of provincial unity, which includes the DA. The party's Gauteng provincial secretary, TK Ngiza, says the focus now lies in working together to grow the province's economy and improve service delivery.
This is the beginning of a new era. It requires patience. Doesn't need triumphalists, but we need to put the people's interest first, which is service delivered.
In other news today, the Department of Health has confirmed another case of mpox in the country. The latest is a patient of 39 years old. He's a man from Northcliff in Johannesburg. And Eskom CEO Dan Marokane says the company is on track to create a competitive and sustainable Eskom. Today marks 100 days in office for Marokane, who was roped in to improve the power utilities generation. For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fouchier.
Warning, excessive dancing and singing may occur. Please listen responsibly. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.
Hey mama, this that beat that make you move, mama. Get on the floor, move your booty, mama. We the blastmasters blasting up the jungle. Hey mama, this that beat that make you move, mama.